Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. I am your fat and bald host, Matt Berger, alongside a slimmer, I'm not going to call you slim, but a slimmer.
I don't ask you to lie to our listeners.
And with a full head of hair, Matt Rocchio. He is behind
the
board.
It is a bare chin, though.
What's that?
It's a bare chin, though.
It's a okay, but what would you rather have? That head of hair and be able to grow and not be able to grow a beard? Or start to lose your hair but be able to grow just an epic beard?
Oh, I'm taking the current hand I have.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I think that's probably a pretty wise move, even though I don't miss my hair at all. And I'm honest when I say that. The last time I paid for a haircut, Bill Clinton was in office. So I've saved a lot of money on haircuts and shampoo and product. I never have to worry about a bad hair day. The only thing I have to worry about is the occasional sunburn. Oh, you'd be surprised how many women like a guy with a shaved head and a beard. Sometimes they also have a shaved head and a beard, but that's besides the point. Oh, come on. I thought that was good.
Nope.
Iron unkind today.
It was too depressing to be
funny. Speaking of depressing, man, John McCain, his questioning today and the James Comey testimony.
Really, I leave open the depressing line and you don't make a Cardinals joke there. For shame, Matt Berger.
Well, we'll get to that.
For shame.
Hey, look. I did not watch the game at all. We were off last night. I did not watch the game at all last night. I watched basketball pregame and then the basketball game and kind of like followed the game on Twitter just by everybody's reaction.
I'm talking about today's debacle.
Another debacle for today, but just the Cardinals in general are depressing. What are we going to do in July when that's pretty much the only thing we have to talk about is this Cardinals team? It's going to be depressing, as you correctly pointed out.
Well, it's easier to complain about stuff than it is to pat people on the back.
So maybe that's true. So but maybe, I mean, after a while, facts, I mean, how many times can you complain about Matheny or complain about the bullpen?
I've become about a pro at it over the last 3 or 4 years, so bring it on.
The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590. Joining us at 6:20 will be Bob Nightingale. He was supposed to be on with us on Monday. Had a scheduling conflict, but he will be on with us tonight. He's the lead baseball writer for USAtoday.com. At 6:40 will be Sean Rourke, columnist for NHL.com. He is actually in Pittsburgh for Game 5 tonight. He'll be at the arena. So if he's going to be hard to hear because of the noise in the background, that's the reason why. And then at 7 o'clock, our friend Peter Vesci, longtime NBA journalist. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Rocchio, as you correctly pointed out, another embarrassing loss today at the hands of the second to last place, but I think now they're above us in the standings. Cincinnati Reds, that was a 5-2 win. That is a 4-game sweep by the Reds for the first time in Cincinnati since 2003. That's the last time that the Cardinals have been swept by the Reds in Cincinnati. They have the worst or one of the worst ERAs in all of baseball, and the Cardinals managed to put together 9 runs over 4 games. You're not going to win a lot of baseball doing it that way. Mike Leake, who the Cardinals signed from Cincinnati, has not beaten his former team. He is 0-4 with like an ERA close to 5, like 4.79. So everything was right there for the Cardinals not to win today, and yeah, guess what? They didn't win. 636 texting in, who has better job security, Trump or Matheny? That is actually a great question. We were talking about that in the office today. Trump in office until 2020, Matheny signed until 2020. Will they both be in their same spots in 2017 as they are in 2020? It's a pretty good question. Big Al texting in, I have no idea what I'm doing, especially with the bullpen Matheny manifesto, how to bleep up the bullpen in 10 easy steps. Bullpen has always been one of Matheny's bugaboos, but with this bullpen, he doesn't exactly have a whole lot of options. He leaves Leake in on Saturday, but what does Leake do? He ends up giving up that home run to Kyle Schwarber. Can't trust the bullpen. We're going to keep a starter in there. What happens? It blows up in your face. Last night, you take Lance Lynn out after he's only thrown, what, 70 pitches at the time? And he was cruising. Cardinals had a lead. They were up 3-1. And he trusted that bullpen to get 12 outs. And here comes Brett Cecil with his matches and his gasoline can to blow that up. And Trevor Rosenthal co-signed that lead destruction. There's no easy answer for this Cardinals team. There's no magic wand. You could say fire Matheny, and I've been saying it, because I don't think the players are listening to him at all. I think the players have completely tuned him out. Whatever he's saying, they are not responding to. And I heard TJ say on the Hardline about Dexter Fowler, how it was like Dexter Fowler's job to kind of keep the locker room loose. Yeah, that's easy to do when maybe the manager kind of allows you to do it, but maybe Mike Matheny is kind of squelching that personality. I've said that for years. I don't think Mike Matheny likes a lot of personality in his ball players at all. I think he wants them strictly business. Rice City Lemming texting in, can we treat Big Al like a Confederate statue and remove him?
That's not nice. Don't say that. Come on.
Topical, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
What are your thoughts on the Cardinals? Give us a call on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You have about 10 minutes before we're joined by Bob Nightingale. 855-282-8255. Our friend Jeff Gordon from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch writing that the Cardinals look disjointed, and I'd say that's pretty much the best way to put it. What's the one thing that's good right now that the Cardinals are doing? You used to say starting pitching, but the past four games, they did not have one quality start at all. So there goes that. They're not hitting. The bullpen's been awful. The defense has been bad. The base running has been bad. All the way around, this team just flat out sucks. It's going to be interesting to see what the crowd's going to look like this weekend with Philadelphia coming in town. I know they have a bobblehead night tomorrow night, the Orlando Cepeda one, but are there that many Orlando Cepeda fans in St. Louis that are going to be flocking to Busch Stadium to get that? Probably not. People love bobbleheads, I understand that, but it's supposed to be nice this weekend. People may be thinking about other things to do than sit at Busch Stadium and watch this bad Cardinal team.
It'll be interesting to see if that happens, because Cardinal fans, you know, they haven't had to put up with a team that looks like it's going to be below 500 or you know, not a winning squad in you know, over a decade. So
this team has progressed. You could almost see the writing on the wall. The team has progressively gotten worse since 2013.
That's fine. That's true. But I'm just saying it's going to be interesting to see, because Cardinal fans haven't had to deal with it for so long. In the time which they haven't had to deal with it, they have won two World Series. So, and their greatest rival broke a 100-year-plus drought when it came to winning World Series. So, yeah, I don't think Cardinal fans are going to take too kindly this one. We might actually see a successful dent put in when it comes to things like attendance.
636 texting in, Hawaiian Shirt Day on Saturday. That's the day I'm supposed to be going. So maybe on Monday, Rock, I'll wear my Hawaiian Cardinal shirt that I'll be getting on Saturday when I go to the game. If I go. That's pretty bad, though, if you guys start bribing fans to get to the ballpark like you do in the minor leagues, where they have these weird theme nights. The Cardinals always had theme nights, I understand, but it seems like they have one over every other game. There's a theme. There was some minor league team in Utah. They got in trouble. They had Hourglass Appreciation Night, where they were just going to have, like, voluptuous women in the broadcast booth and on the field for no apparent reason.
That was colossally stupid.
Other than to oogle them. Yeah, okay. Now, that is something to object to. Not the tweet about, you love baseball, she loves jewelry.
Oh, leave it alone. The horse is dead, Burger.
That's something to object to. Not the Hourglass Appreciation Night. That is something to be offended by. What do you do, though, if you're this Cardinals team? Do you just ride it out and just see how bad you can get? I would start selling assets as soon as you can. I'm not saying you got to start making trades like tomorrow, but I would start trading. I would probably trade Lance Lynn. If this team is going to be this bad in July and they're nowhere near winning the Central Division, and they're not going to win the division, I think the Cubs are going to take off like a rocket. And who do we have on? They were talking, I think it was last week, we were talking to Rob Raines about the NL West, and more than likely the two wild cards could be coming out of there because they have three great teams in the NL West. You have Arizona, you have the Dodgers, and you have Colorado. All three teams are really good right now. So more than likely, your two wild card teams are going to come out of that division. The NL East isn't very good. The Mets have all kinds of issues. The only good team is Washington. Your best bet is to win the division, and right now, do you think they're going to win this division? I don't think they are. So I would say it's time to maybe start putting feelers out there. Everybody is, we're looking to move everybody except for Carlos Martinez, Dexter Fowler. I would hold on to him, even though I understand he's not having a very good year, but you just signed him. You got to give the guy time. And he's been injured too. So I'd be like, look, anybody not named Carlos Martinez, Yadier Molina, and Dexter Fowler? Yep. What do you want for it? Make me an offer right now. Because I don't think anybody's really safe.
And not necessarily looking at all the people they could trade, who they might not, but if you're looking at people who they're likely to trade, I think you really, it's honestly the pitching staff, and it comes down to Lance Lynn, Trevor Rosenthal, and Sung Wan Oh. And those guys are all either on a 1 or 2 year deal.
I would probably hold on to Rosenthal, though.
I don't know, man. I think with how well he's been, I can't imagine a situation where, one, he returns to his form in the closing spot, or two, where he has this level of value with how well he's pitching in the setup role. I think you trade away. I think right now, without a shadow of a doubt, you move Lynn and Rosenthal.
I would hold on to Rosenthal over O simply for the fact that O is, what, 35, 36? That's the reason why
I'd let go of O too. I'm not keeping Rosenthal. He cracked in the closing spot. I'm never giving it to him again. I'm never going to trust him in the closing spot again. He's
so who do you make
well in the setup?
So who do you make for the closer for the rest of the year? Then
I could not care less.
Just closer by committee.
Make a decision. Who's the one guy who you don't have a problem with shortening his innings by bringing him out of the closer role, even though you plan on making him even though he's supposed to be a starter. Can Jack Flaherty take that role for 2 months?
Could be something to look into. Maybe eventually you make Michael Wacha your closer.
That possibly too.
I think he's actually more suited for the bullpen than he is as a starter.
That's what a lot of people say now. The question is, though, is it going to have to be another injury that kind of forces that switch, or
what could
possibly be the situation that could lead to Michael Wacha making the jump to relief pitcher from where he is now?
If he's still on this team next year and they don't trade Lance Lynn and they sign him to an extension, you get Reyes back, you get Alex Reyes back, I think Michael Wacha is going to the bullpen because Reyes is going to be in your rotation. I'd be stunned if he wasn't.
Yeah, I think that obviously probably would have been what happened this year had Reyes not gotten hurt, is that Reyes probably beats out Wacha. Wacha goes to the bullpen.
More than likely. I think that was probably more than likely that was going to be the scenario. And I'm okay with that. You've seen what happens with Michael Wacha. The first time he gets through the batters, he's fine. Second and third, not as much. That's what you want with your closer. You're only going to see them one time, and that's going to be it. That's all you need. He's got a good fastball. Have him develop a good changeup, maybe a cutter, and there you go. There's your closer. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Bob Nightingale, lead baseball writer for USAtoday.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.